This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what should you do if you want to ascend the seven heavens? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service. In today's episode, we are trying to answer this question, what can we do if we want to ascend the seven heavens? Well, we're talking about seven heavens first and foremost because this is what we have been taught in the traditions, that there are seven heavens. Now, when talking about those seven heavens, which one is the first heaven and which one continues on to the second and third and fourth, of course, this is something that has been spoken about and discussed, and there's various different interpretations. For example, some have said that the first heaven is the sky that we have, or some have said that the first heaven is the whole universe in itself, and it's after the whole universe that the second heaven starts. But really, to kind of cut the story a little bit short and keep it concise and brief for lack of time that we have on the program, the seven heavens are truly expansive. And what it means is that these seven heavens are really, really, I don't know, far, if we want to kind of explain it somehow, because it is really difficult to explain if you think about it. Now, how do we ascend this great distance? This is what we're trying to say. Well, there's a beautiful tradition that we find from the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them, and the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, how this five daily prayers that we pray, the Salah, is in fact a mi'raj of the mu'min. And so we kind of did cut the story short. If we want to ascend the heavens, and we want to spiritually fly, and we want to attain the nearness of the Almighty Allah, and the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah, there is no secret code, there is no secret per se. It is as simple as these daily prayers that are wajib and obligatory upon us. It is the salah in our Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we were trying to answer this question, how can we ascend the seven heavens? And of course, when we're talking about spirituality and we're talking about this satisfaction of the Almighty Allah, and we are talking about the qurba and the nearness to the Almighty Allah, well, the mi'raj of the mu'min, the ascension of the mu'min, the ascension of the believer is this very salah, these daily prayers, these obligatory prayers that we must conduct. Now, some of you out there might think, well, this is such, you know, basic common sense. Who doesn't do their salah? Well, no, there are times in our lives where we don't pay due attention to our salah. And for example, if we are paying attention to the salah and the namaz and these wajib prayers, then of course, there are many levels. And so just as there are seven heavens and there are seven different layers, if you will, for lack of a better terminology, there are countless layers in this salah. Just merely praying and getting it over with is probably the most basic layer and the most basic level. But the deeper you go into the salah, the deeper and higher you will ascend into the heavens, and this salah, therefore, is the means for us to be able to ascend the heavens in our Islamic lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.